Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get back to this reversal of Roe v. Wade by a 5-4 majority, not a 6-3, not a 6-3. John Roberts, when it came to reversing Roe v. Wade, sided with the Democrats. Where he went the other way was on the Mississippi law, which did not reverse Roe v. Wade. It simply limited abortions to the first 15 weeks and the life of the mother. And by the way, most of the European countries, including Scandinavia, the most liberal European countries, have some restrictions on abortion. We're not talking about that kind of thing. What we're talking about is eliminated without caring about the life of the mother even. Oklahoma, who do they think they are? Who do they think they are? Who do they think they are? Let me tell you something about a few remaining issues. When it came to Roe v. Wade, everybody said, oh, it's flawed, you know, there are problems with it. And the right. Well, no, there are no problems, and there's no problems with the right to privacy. The difference between our country and a communist or a jihadist or a mafia country, which are most of the rest of the world, is we have a right to privacy. They can't just knock on your door and drag you out. They can't summon you down to the police station. Can't do any of that. They should not be able to tell you how to control your body. So anyway, let me tell you a misconception I had that was a real revelation to me. When Roe v. Wade was passed in the early 70s, it was Harry Blackmun wrote the opinion, and he had been the lawyer for the Mayo Clinic. And I just figured, okay, well, Harry Blackmun, you know, the Mayo Clinic, it's a bunch of doctors. And so probably he kind of maneuvered things to write the opinion. Then I heard a lecture a couple of years ago by a legal scholar, professor at the University of Chicago, who had been a law clerk to one of the justices during that decision in the early 70s. And here's what he said. The Supreme Court, and we knew this, does a straw vote right after the oral argument. And they did that on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, where I clerked for Judge Tom Fairchild in Chicago. And then somebody's assigned to write the opinion. And after they research it, that vote can change. The initial vote on Roe v. Wade right after the oral argument in the early 70s was 9-0 against the right to abortion. 9-0. Harry Blackmun was not pushing anything. They assigned it to him to write because he'd been the lawyer for the Mayo Clinic. So he went up to Rochester, Minnesota. He was from Minnesota anyway, for much of the summer in their library to research the issue of abortion. And what he found amazed even him. It showed that whether or not there is a right to abortion, there will still be many abortions. It's just that the others will be amateur abortions. Somebody's college roommate will do it. Somebody's buddy will do it. Somebody's friend will do it. Somebody will do it to themselves. And when you have an amateur doing it, first, the woman can die. Secondly, even if she doesn't die, she can get infections. And third, it can prevent her from ever having kids again. So he read that and he thought, whatever we decide, there will still be abortions, and a lot of them. And they'll be grisly, very grisly. When he went back and told people that, they had an epiphany, and I did too when I heard this. And it is this. We always say you've got to be able to trust a woman to make the decision. And I believe that. You've got to trust people to make decisions about their own bodies. But when it's brought out as starkly as that, that whether or not something is lawful, a woman is driven to that kind of a decision the way a man can't understand because a man is not a woman, that's got to be respected. That's got to be respected. That's got to be respected. Even in addition to what I said before, that if this were a vasectomy, we wouldn't even be having this debate. Some of these guys would be grabbed by the throat at a barbecue. I'm not kidding me. And say, you got till tomorrow, Jack, to reverse this. That's what would happen. That's not happening now because we have too many passive-aggressive people in politics, okay? I mean, I'm telling the truth. So, if there are going to be a lot of abortions anyway, and the question is, are they going to kill the woman, injure the woman, result in infections or infertility or not. That's the decision people have to make. The Republican Party hasn't really thought about this at all. Who in the Oklahoma legislature could pass a law right after this reversal that says that you can't have any abortions once you know you're pregnant and you're presumed to know it when the egg is fertilized? Well, come on. Come on. And there's no exception for the life of the women. And most of them couldn't spell ectopic pregnancy. And most of them, you know, they didn't ask for any OBGYNs to come in and say, hey, guys, what am I supposed to do? I'm taking care of a woman, and I know she may die. She'll certainly be gravely ill. And you know what they'll say? They'll punt, and they'll say, well, you know, do what you think you should do. Here's the other problem. Even when it's life of the mother, some states require a verification by another doctor, like two or three of them. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. If somebody is a doctor in good standing, their decisions should be final with respect to their patient. We have free market medical care. People go to doctors they trust. Now, here's how some people, for instance, in Wisconsin, are proposing to handle this. I think this is insufficient. Tony Evers will say, well, I'll grant the doctor clemency. Well, wait a minute. Clemency. Okay, so the doctor is what? He's convicted of a felony, and then you, what, pardon him? He has to hire a defense lawyer? You give him clemency afterwards? Okay, suppose you change that phraseology and say that you give him advanced pardons. You do blanket pardons for every MD in the state and every registered nurse and nurse practitioner, any nurse in the state. That will be litigated as being overbroad. Let's say you win. It's going to go up to Republican judges on the Supreme Court. Sometimes when you have things like, well, any felon can now vote, they say that's too broad. Why are we having this discussion, frankly? I mean, why are we talking about clemency? Yeah, it's a gesture of good faith. I get it. But it's insufficient. No doctor wants to be charged with a felony. Even if the governor says, all right, I give you clemency or pardon. Nobody wants that. Secondly, some DAs, like we have really a great DA in Milwaukee County, John Chisholm, one of the best in the country, actually. And then our attorney general and other DAs, the Madison DA, will go, we won't prosecute them. Okay, well, there's a provision which you may not be aware of that if a DA refuses to prosecute a judge, can order the prosecution with a special counsel. Republican judges will do that. So it's not sufficient that the DAs, it's great, but it's not sufficient that the DAs won't prosecute. These are all attempts. Other people say, well, why doesn't the government open up abortion clinics on federal lands or in Indian reservations? That's not worth it either. Any doctor that performed an abortion against the law on a federal land or an Indian reservation, some states will still be prosecuted. You'll go up on separation of federal and state functions. You might win, you might lose. But the doctor can lose his medical license in that state. So that's insufficient. The only way that this is going to be changed is if, and remember, the Supreme Court left it up to the states. They didn't say there can't be abortion. Is that a federal law pass that encapsulizes Roe v. Wade. I mean, that's what it's going to take. And I would impeach some of these federal judges. And if you don't know the votes, some of these Supreme Court justices, we're going to have to change the Supreme Court and reverse this. And hopefully in the not too distant future, there's simply not been enough thought given to the consequences, unexplained consequences of this decision. Going to break.